Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind being bent on rambling to errands I did fly, I stepped on board a vision and sailed out with a will, till I gladly came to anchor at the cross of Spancel Hill. Enchanted by the novelty, delighted by the scene, where in my early childhood I oftentimes had been, I thought I heard a murmur, and I think I hear it still. 'Tis that little stream of water at the cross of Spancel Hill. It being the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, sure errand's sons and daughters, they all assembled there. The young, the old, the stout and the bold, they came to sport and kill. What a curious combination at the fair of Spancel Hill. I called to see my neighbors to hear what they might say. The old were getting feeble, the young ones turning gray. I met with the tailor Quigley, he's as brave as ever still. Sure he used to fix my breeches when I lived at Spancel Hill. A flying visit to my first and only love. She's as pure as any lily, as gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me saying, Mike, I love you still. She is Mac, the ranger's daughter, the bride of Spancel Hill. I thought I stooped to kiss her as in the days of yore. She said, Mike, you're only joking, as you often were before. The cock he crew on the roof again, he grew both loud and shrill. I awoke in California, far, far from Spancel Hill. But when my vision faded, tears came in my eyes, in hopes of seeing that dear old spot once more before I die. May the joyous King of Angels his choicest blessings spill on that glorious spot of nature, the cross of Spancel Hill. As I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind being bent on rambling to errands I lied to fly, I stepped on board a vision and sailed out with a will, till I gladly came to anchor at the cross of Spancel Hill.